today we are reading a story for you that I hope you will like. It is a very important story because what we've been doing is we've been learning about trees and we've been learning about nature. And there's another part of nature that you need to know about. It's the human kind of nature. But let's read this story and we can talk about it later. Today's story is called All From a Walnut. And this story was written by Amijon Paquet and it's illustrated by Felicita Sala. And it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Okay, so in the picture we can see a walnut. That's a nut that grows on a tree, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a seed. Okay.
Walnuts?
Mm-hmm.
Walnuts have nutty insides that you mm-hmm. can get, like...
Some people can eat them.
Yeah, nutcrackers. Yeah. You can use, like, a sturdy nutcracker, not one of those that you can get at Christmas. Like, a sturdy one you can
make. Yeah, and yeah, it's true.
And it actually works.
Yeah. So in the picture, we see a little girl. And she's getting dressed, it looks like. And it says, one chilly morning when Amelia awoke, there was a nut on her nightstand. Ah, said Mom, it must be walnut season. Do you have a story for me? Amelia asked. Grandpa grinned.
The best of stories.
So we can see she's gotten dressed, she's gone downstairs, and there at the breakfast table is Mama, right? And Grandpa. And they're having breakfast. Guess what they're having for breakfast? There's toast, there's jam, and I see walnuts.
Many years ago, when I was a little nut like you, I lived very far from here, across a great wide ocean in another country, on another continent, near a lake called Cuomo. One day my parents needed to move. It was a long journey, and we could bring very little with us, just one small bag each.
That's all you brought? Asked Amelia.
That and a nut,
said Grandpa. This nut? Asked Amelia.
Not this one, but a walnut just like it. And before we left, I picked it from the tree outside my window and put it in my pocket. And together we crossed the great wide ocean to reach a new country on a new continent where we found our new home. And when we arrived, I planted my nut in a little pot. Times were hard, and we moved around a lot, and my nut came with us. And soon, it was a sprout, and then a plant, and then eventually, I needed a bigger pot.
Was it a nut tree? Asked Amelia.
Not yet, said Grandpa. The plant became a sapling, and soon the pot was so big that it took two people to move. And that's when I met your grandmother, and we came to this house, and I planted my little tree in the good brown soil so it would grow strong here forever.
In this house? Amelia jumped up. In this yard?
Shall we go see?
Said Grandpa. Amelia ran for the door, but Grandpa moved slowly, like he was running low on batteries. Amelia came back and held his hand, and they walked together.
This is my tree,
said Grandpa.
And that one is your mother's.
She got a nut too? Asked Amelia.
When she was about your age,
Grandpa said. And in the picture we can see a really big walnut tree and next to it a little bit of a smaller walnut tree. But there they are in their yard. How do we grow a tree, Grandpa? Amelia asked. Grandpa smiled.
Well, first you dig a hole, and then you tuck the nut, your seed, in its bed of good brown soil, and you make sure it has enough sun and water to grow, and then you wait. The great journey has begun.
And we can see this life cycle starting. The plant is pushing up and pushing down at the same time. Roots go down, right? And the sprout of the plant goes up, pushing through the soil. Amelia waited for her tree to grow. She kept the pot on her windowsill, and Grandpa showed her how to give her plant enough water. Enough, but not too much. Look, Amelia cried one day. A sprout! Outside, the days got shorter and the nights got colder, but inside the snug pot, Amelia's sprout thickened and grew leaves. Grandpa showed her how to turn the pot to give her plant plenty of warm sun. Enough, but not too much. As time passed, Grandpa moved more and more slowly. He stayed in his armchair most of the day, and sometimes he fell asleep in the middle of a story. Grandpa, Amelia asked, are your batteries running low? Grandpa just squeezed her hand.
Look at your nut, he said. See how it's grown?
Grandpa's hands were wobbly, so Mom helped Amelia move the growing plant into a new, bigger pot. Will it ever become a tree? Amelia asked.
It will, said Grandpa. All the best things grow with time. Even when you can't see them, still they grow.
Amelia climbed onto his bony knee. She knotted her arms around his craggy shoulders. She held on tight. After that, the days grew very cold and very dark. Amelia held her grandfather close for as long as she could. And then she said goodbye. Grandpa's own great journey had begun. Because in the picture, my friends, we can see that his life on this planet has come to an end. And he has been buried in the ground. Back home, Amelia went to her pot. The sapling looked as droopy as she felt. But Amelia knew what she had to do. The pot was nearly as big as she was, but Amelia lugged and tugged down the hall and across the porch and out into the yard, and then she began to dig. And as she dug, Amelia thought of Grandpa's journey. His own tree had come from a nut that had come from his tree. They would always be a part of each other. Mom came out and squeezed Amelia's hand. They both held on tight. There was her new sapling, small but strong. And there was the tree her mother had planted many years ago. And spread wide over both stood the biggest walnut tree of all. A tree that had a long, bony limbs and craggy branches. A tree that came from a nut that had crossed the world and found a home in this spot of earth. It would be here with them always. One day, Amelia would pick a nut from one of these branches, and then she would tell the old story all over again. Not now, one day when walnut season came again. And in the picture, we can see her with her son. And she's giving him a walnut. And my friends, that's the beautiful part of this story. Just like plants, humans also have a life cycle. We start out as little seeds and then we sprout. And then we grow tall and stretch our limbs. And we bear fruit or nuts. And then one day, new life comes from us. And that is exactly what happened here with this story. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And then we get to rest, just like Grandpa did. And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To think about it. What wonderful things do you think will come from you? Oh, I'm so excited to find out.
I think I want to be a peach tree.
You want to be a peach tree?
Peach. Peach.
Well, maybe you will have a lot of peaches in your life. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.